Dig a Bit, a podcast for women who want to dig into the meat of God's Word for a bit. We are glad you have taken a few minutes out of your day to listen. Our host is Cindy Colley from thecolleyhouse.org. Now grab your Bible and let's dig in.
Good morning. This is Dig a Bit number one for month number two of our study, Conversations When God Talked to Women. We're studying mostly his conversations with Hagar and Sarah. And the question I wanted to bring your attention to this morning is number six. Can you think of somebody in your circle who was cast aside or abused, like Hagar, in some sense by men, but then blessed by God? It says, note that here, if so, I can think of many young children who fit that description. So as we think about this, I hope that your minds have already gone to Isaiah 53. Listen as I read that. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he will grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. Or the ASV says there, by oppression and judgment he was taken away. And so as for his generation, who among them considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people to whom the stroke was due? And they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he has done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul to death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. We see the plight of the human Jesus here as he sacrificed for us. The word rejected is even in this passage, but so is the word, therefore, the words, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great. He was cast aside by men, exalted by God, and I hope that that brings to your mind Philippians 2. And when we turn to Philippians 2, we will begin with verse 5, where he teaches us the mind of Christ in the rejection and in the exaltation. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That is, he counted not the being on equality with God a thing to be grasped. He already had it. But instead made himself of no reputation, or emptied himself, and took on him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death. What death? Well, that death was inflicted on him by his fellow human beings, even the death of the cross. Now, verse 9, exalted by God. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Well, the question was again, can you think of someone in your circle who was cast aside or abused in some sense for men, but blessed by God? I surely hope Jesus is in your circle today, because surely he would be on that list. I hope that you'll note Isaiah 53 and Philippians 2 on your list as you make notes on number 6. And I hope you have a great fall day. See you next time.